This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the number is for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
Open phones, as always, bring up whatever you want to discuss. The deplatforming continues. It seems like every week there's a new target. Of course, Dr. Seuss was the big news last week. Disney itself deplatformed its own content, taking down three classic movies. We discussed that last night. And then, of course, you get the Facebooks and the Twitters just taking down posts, removing entire groups. And, of course, YouTube attacking anybody that's not taking the official pro-government position on the issue of COVID and fear-mongering and all of that. So what to do about it? Well, some of the people on the conservative right, they want to turn to the government. And we will talk about that on the way here, of course.
What could possibly go wrong?
Indeed. El Conejo is on the line, though, to start things out here in hour number three. In Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give you a little breaking news. The House of Representatives just passed a quote-unquote universal background check to make it illegal to transfer firearms between people. So if you want to hand your brother-in-law a firearm, you have to make sure he go gets a background check done. So
what? Really?
Wow. Yeah, your little Fox News bumper in between the show is lying. It's much worse than enhanced background checks.
So this is the U.S. House that would be doing this nationwide. Now, so a state like New Hampshire, which, for instance, doesn't have really very many restrictions at all, from what I understand, on person-to-person sales, from what I understand, all you have to do is sort of know the person to whom you're selling.
Yeah, the person has to be known to you, which very vague. I mean, I just met you, but I know you
I
now.
I feel like I know you. Yeah. You're saying this would attach itself to all 50 states?
Yeah, this would be federal.
Well, just another reason to secede. And
so
secede as quickly as possible.
Is this a law now, or...?
It's just the House passed it, so it still goes to the Senate, right?
Right, and it's I think it's a pretty close split between the Senate. I don't remember what it is.
50-49.
You know there's going to be Republicans voting for this.
Yeah, you would think there would be. It's 50, as I understand it, is 50-49 as far as the partisan split in the Senate.
Yeah, so... and. One thing I'm going to do is I'm going to set up my $300 Creality 3D printer, and I'm going to start printing little gifts to leave in people's mailboxes who have Bernie stickers on their bumpers or, you know, dumb little signs or whatever, indicating that they're Democrats, just to show them gun control is dead. All you need is a $300 3D printer from Creality that you can order on Amazon or buy off the shelf at Home Depot.
Now, what did you say?
And go to Sharon Hart.
You're going to print what? And Sharon,
what's that?
What are you going to print on your 3D printers?
Just little door prizes.
What does that mean?
To show them that gun control cannot work, that it's dead.
Show them that you can just print a gun piece.
But wait, are you going to print out like a 3D gun and then give that to them? Or I'm not sure what you're going to be giving to them. That's not clear.
Well, actually, I retract what I said. I'm going to encourage other people around the nation to buy a $300 Creality printer, print guns, and leave it in people's mailboxes. They need to learn that gun control is dead. They didn't get the memo 10 years ago, apparently.
He just said people who have Bernie stickers. So that would be his target.
Well, that's all really nice of you.
I mean, I'll get a Bernie sticker if you want to give one to me.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, it's a little bit of work. I mean, you don't just get to hit the print button and get a gun. You can only print the parts, and then you have to assemble the parts together. And so there's a little bit of work involved.
Arming your own site might be a better plan.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're far more advanced than you might have last heard.
Besides which, you know, if it comes to actual combat, you know, there's 200 Americans for every cop and soldier combined, and the idiots who support citizen disarmament, we're probably best off if they don't have any guns, you know, because that makes them a lot easier to fight.
Can I plug one more thing as a solution?
Go ahead.
So there's a blockchain-based betting pool thing where you can bet on the date that a politician dies. I think it's called Augur. So if you wanted to donate some privacy coins like Monero to bet on the day on when Chuck Schumer gets drug out in the street by his hair and set on fire, mm-hmm. if you happen to guess that date correct, because maybe you have insider knowledge, then you get the kitty. You get the entire pot.
Does the bet have to be that specific? Because I don't think he has enough hair to drag him.
If you can correctly guess the date of someone's death and there's a big pot in there, well, guess what? You get that privacy coin.
Now, I had heard about this Augur betting platform. I'd never actually looked deeply into it, but I do remember looking at it when it first came out a few years ago. Have you actually been on the platform? And these bets do exist. There are actually bets about when politicians are going to expire?
No, I haven't, but that's my homework this weekend.
Okay.
And one thing about them as a shortcoming is that the oracles are humans, so someone's got to figure out that problem. But I think you can be like one of the people who can determine, be a trusted individual to determine whether the thing's true or not.
Right, so the idea would be if you were the person who were going to kill that person, then you would put a high bet on the day in question that you planned to do it, which would result presumably in you winning the bet and winning whatever the various different total for all the wagers.
Whoa, no, that'd be illegal. I'm talking about gambling. I don't know what you're talking about.
right, but that's what the whole idea of this is, right? Like, we can still talk about things that are illegal, you know, as long as we're not planning on doing it. And I don't think violence is the solution, but this does make for an interesting phenomena, doesn't it?
Well, technically, you can vote on anything you want on this platform, is my understanding.
Right. That's true.
But there's a couple of different versions of it. It's not just this one thing called Augur. There's at least another one of decentralized betting platforms.
Yeah. How do you spell Augur?
A-U-G-U-R, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, El
Which
Canelo.
Means, I believe, to prognosticate.
Thank you for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. There was a site that was called Assassination Market on the dark web years ago. I don't know if that site is still online, but it was the same concept. The idea was that people could place bets on when they thought somebody was going to expire, and that they would then, you know, total up they'd hold all the bets in escrow, essentially, on the site, and when that person did expire, the winningest bet, that person who was closest to the date of their expiration, would collect the winnings.
Interesting. The problem with that is, if you're actually the assassin, you're kind of telegraphing your move, because it seems like it would be an easy matter for the Secret Service, for example, to watch that site and go, oh man, somebody just placed a $1 million bet that this guy was going to die at this time. Mm-hmm. We better make sure he's got lots of security at that time.
Well, that presumes the site would reveal the dates on which the bets, you know, which dates have bets on them and how much those bets are. It wouldn't have to reveal that information. It could simply reveal that there are X number of bets totaling X number of Bitcoin or Monero or whatever. And, of course, if it was done with a privacy coin like Monero, then you wouldn't be able to, in theory, trace the source of the bets. So it's interesting.
In theory, there's no difference between theory and practice, but in practice there frequently is.
603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, the House passing a bill to expand background checks for gun sales. What's this going to do in the states where they like guns? Because this is not going to make people happy in those places, especially if this goes forward in the Senate, which will mean it will inevitably be signed by Joe Biden. 603-283-6160 allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live at 603-283-6160.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it. That's the way. It is money after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPay is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get our free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. AnyPayX.com.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
603-283-6160 and 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
Also, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can join FTL Social. We've got our own social website. It does a lot. It's basically a Twitter clone, but without the Twitter. So you don't have a mega tech corporation telling you what you can and can't say on Free Talk Live Social. You can go to social.freetalklive.com and you can express yourself there. And you get a lot more freedom to do so. It's social.freetalklive.com. Bonnie, you and Nobody, you guys both have accounts over there.
Yep, I do.
It's true.
Have you been liking it so far?
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing that I haven't found is you know, leftists to argue with. You know,
it is a small pond at the moment, but every Mastodon is linked together generally in a federated system. So if you knew who you were looking for, there may be leftists on other Mastodon servers.
Oh, there are definitely leftists on other Mastodon servers. I haven't figured out how to engage with them yet, but I will.
I have more fun when I click on the like whole community tab
because see what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't follow enough people. I follow everyone that follows me.
That's cool. Check it out. It's social.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. I was going to talk about social media here with the news being that, of course, you know, there have been a lot of people who have been deplatformed. A lot of groups have been shut down. I heard just recently that the Reopen New Hampshire group was completely deleted from Facebook, which had about 5,000 members in it. Hopefully they saw this coming, and I did hear that they do have a Telegram chat, but it didn't have 5,000 members in it, so it probably had a fraction of the total amount of people that were on their Facebook group, because despite all of the difficulties that people have been having on social media, it has been difficult still to get some people to leave.
Despite the cost of living, it's still quite popular.
Yeah, I deleted social media off my phone for, like, 2 weeks, and then I caved and re-downloaded a couple times, and I'll delete them again.
Were you feeling antisocial?
Hmm.
Is that why you...
No, I felt like my thoughts were being controlled, because I was just like, why do I just think the same things every day related to, like, memes I see? I'm like, on Instagram, it's so annoying. They don't show you, like, what your friends post anymore. Well, they do,
they
disappear after a while, and they, like, aren't always on your main feed.
So what are they showing instead?
Like stuff suggested for you, which is, like,
from, like, what, pop stars or...
Yeah, a lot of it is pop stars.
Politicians.
That's what I follow, but also just stuff I would never really want to see.
They just want you to spend
more time. I don't like the sound of that.
They want you to spend more time there. They want you to follow people that may not be healthy to follow. They may be, you know, promoting pro-government, pro-state ideas.
Definitely. Communism is so in on Instagram right now and Twitter.
So, here's what to do. Go to the government, right? Have the government solve the problem. No?
Look,
that plan?
Possibly go wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we knew they were going to be doing this. It was, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, Chris Cantwell, the Nazi, was advocating government involvement in social media. And I said, Chris...
Well, Nazis aren't exactly famous for their small government stand.
No doubt. But I said, you know, Chris, even you should know better than this. As somebody who was a relatively technically oriented guy, you know, he could run his own website, he could do his fair share of IT work. It's like the last thing you want is to tell the government that it's okay to demand access to people's algorithms, to demand access to the code that actually runs the back end of these websites. Which is
I don't see how he can not see it coming.
So, according to WashingtonExaminer.com, Republican legislation meant to stop censorship on social media platforms could backfire and result in less conservative speech and a number of onerous lawsuits that will hamstring their goals, say the conservative attorneys. So even some people on the right can see this pretty clearly, that this is a very bad road to go down. That if you've got a problem with what's going on with social media, the answer is not to turn to the government.
If you're a conservative and you don't like what Twitter and Facebook are doing and you try to get the government to do something, well, the same laws are going to apply to the websites you do like GodTV.com or whatever.
That's a good point. And Republican-controlled legislatures around the country have passed laws or are pushing for bills that would restrict big tech companies such as Facebook and Twitter from moderating content or blocking users on their platforms. Lawmakers in Texas, Florida, Arizona, and North Dakota have introduced bills that mandate greater transparency in regard to content moderation and prevent social media platforms from canceling conservative speech. Utah's Republican governor is expected to approve that legislation shortly. If the anti-censorship bills become law and are enforced, social media platforms will be incentivized to change their content guidelines and rules to restrict more content out of an abundance of caution, say conservative lawyers. This would reduce the likelihood of platforms getting sued while also meeting the needs of a majority of their users who want removal of content that is false, misleading, or violence-inducing to be removed. James Zerniowski, a tech policy analyst at Libertas Institute, conservative think tank in Utah, said, quote, "It's ironic that these laws are in the name of free speech, but if you enforce them, it's going to result in less speech online. In reality, conservatives would lose out from it, and the laws would harm conservative voices, which he says is a shame." However, conservative lawyers say there's little likelihood of those bills actually being enforced, even if they do become law, because they're unconstitutional. Quote,
"When did that ever stop them?
These laws are very clearly not going to hold up to judicial scrutiny, and anyone who practices the First Amendment can tell you that pretty quickly," said Ari Cohn, a Chicago attorney who specializes in First Amendment law. He said the First Amendment not only grants individuals and organizations the right to free speech, which of course is not what the Constitution does. It does not grant rights. It simply acknowledges that they exist. And it says that this government is not supposed to violate them. But regardless,
they do.
Or publish content they may not want to. The Supreme Court has held in multiple cases, including the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates versus Bercera, that laws that attempt to compel speech on social media platforms or elsewhere violate the constitutional right to free speech. The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution would ensure that the First Amendment supersedes the anti-censorship bills that the Republicans are pushing. So,
which is why the government can only interfere in interstate commerce.
It's possible that the Republicans here, they know that their bill is not going to succeed, but they are just trying to win brownie points, basically, where, you know, they want people to think, hey, Senator so-and-so did something to try to affect Facebook, even though that something is unconstitutional and is going to be overturned, even if it does pass.
How many of those things does it take to get a brownie?
I don't know. That's a good question. Republican legislators, legislative people said pushing the anti-censorship legislation say their legislation would uphold the spirit of the First Amendment. We'll see what they have to say. Utah Republican Senator Mike McKell is going to defend his so-called anti-censorship bill, which you can weigh in on here as well. 603-283-6160 is the right solution to go to if you don't like what Facebook and Twitter are doing, is to beg mommy government to stop them? Or can you get a little more creative?
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden at the White House in his first primetime address to the nation on the one-year anniversary of the worldwide pandemic.
But this is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation in a long time. That's why I'm using every power I have as President of the United States to put us on a war footing to get the job done. Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it, a war footing. And thank God we're making some real progress now. In my first full day in office, I outlined for you a comprehensive strategy to beat this pandemic. We've spent every day since attempting to carry it out. 2 months ago, this country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate all or ever near all of the American public.
This is USA Radio News. A judge has granted a prosecutor's request to add a third-degree murder count against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged in George Floyd's death. Minneapolis criminal defense attorney Mike Brandt.
The third-degree murder charge gives him that middle ground between the second degree and the manslaughter.
So far, six jurors have been seated. Also, in the January 6th insurrection investigation, there was a court hearing for two alleged members of the Oath Keepers extremist militia that were charged in the Capitol attack. A federal prosecutor says they plan to charge several more people that have ties to that group. The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want here with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a podcast. You can subscribe to it. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to the full podcast, which has our full episodes, as well as the Daily Digest episodes. And then there are separate versions of each, meaning that you can subscribe to one that's just the Daily Digest or one that's just the full shows. Up to you over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, and then more about apparently some conservatives want to turn to the government to try to regulate social media in the hopes that it'll give them a fair platform on which to post. But will it actually backfire and result in even less of their speech being able to be posted at all? That's what some people on the right are saying.
The government isn't generally my first thought when I'm looking for fairness.
Indeed. And usually a lot of times when you think the government's going to do something you want them to do, they actually do the exact opposite of that, of whatever it was your intentions were. So you got to be very, very careful if you want to utilize that tool, and I would suggest you not even start because it is never going to work out the way you think it's going to, because you're not the one who's going to be in charge of it. Even if you can think of a way that a government program should theoretically work, you're not going to be the one running it.
They always put out laws that do the opposite of what they're supposed to do, like when that lady called from Wisconsin or Michigan the other day, and she was saying that there was some bill they put out that was supposed to help kids stay with their parents, and it ended up doing the complete opposite.
Which one is this?
Remember, she was from Michigan, and she told us her whole story about her kids getting taken away from her. She said that they had voted on some bill in Michigan that was supposed to keep kids with their parents, and it somehow did the complete opposite. Oh, it incentivized the child protective services to give kids to the state because they would get more money.
Oh, they got paid. That's right. They got paid based on whether they stole the kids or not.
Yeah, and that happened because of a bill that their state was saying would help kids stay with their families.
Right. Instead, it ended up putting them in the hands of foster care abusers and things like that.
You probably don't need a bill to stay with your family. You can probably just not leave.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Ryan is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. This is Ryan in Houston. Been amping 7 or 8 years. Not everybody can be a full-time activist, but everybody can amp.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Just want to make a quick comment. I'm willing to put up a half an Ethereum to predict the next cartoon character to get banned. Definitely 100%. Definitely Speedy Gonzalez.
They haven't gone after Speedy Gonzalez yet? I thought they already did.
No, actually, they went over Speedy Gonzalez, and there was a huge outcry from the Latino community saying, no, we love that him. Guy. Yep. Screw that.
Is he a little mouse?
Yes, that's the one, yep.
What about Skippy John Jones?
That's it, guys. That's just ridiculous.
That's cute, Ryan. Like, thanks for sharing that with me, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Actually, that's funny that you bring that up, though. They are talking about it again. Remiscla.com. Latinos debate whether Speedy Gonzalez is a racist caricature, which is ridiculous. You're right. That did happen years ago, Nobody, where people were already talking about Speedy Gonzalez. And then there was Slowpoke. Remember didn't he have an associate as well who was, like, super slow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forget what his name was, but...
So that reinforces the harmful stereotype that Mexican people are either fast or slow.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Man, Ian just demonstrated the whatever non-PC or stereotype. I don't know what you call it, but when you couldn't remember what Slowpoke's last name is, it's because they all look alike. It's Ramirez, Martinez, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's actually real because
those,
like,
are actually
who the hell can remember whether somebody's an Olson, Anderson, Peterson, Johnson, Nelson, Nielsen, Gustafson, Johansson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're all the same. But if you grew up in that culture, they're all really distinct. Whereas having grew up there and then being in New Mexico, I can never remember which Hispanic last name one of these dudes has, but I can remember exactly who was Peterson, Anderson, Johnson, et cetera.
I can't remember anybody's name.
So apparently it was Slowpoke Rodriguez was the name of the character.
Yeah. And how can I express myself when I'm not even lactating, Ian?
Huh?
With the milk of human kindness?
It's called expressing your milk. Oh, you're not supposed to talk about bodily fluids on there.
How about bile? Can you talk about bile?
Preferably not.
Bile.
Were you calling about another reason? Or did you want to talk about...
Yes, I was calling about it. I was calling about another reason, which happens to tie into something that Bonnie just brought up about the state-sponsored child trafficking. I punched a scumbag in the mouth today on the radio. There's a guy on local radio, TJ Trout.
Do you do that on the radio?
What?
You must teach me this art. Punching people in the mouth over the radio.
It's very subtle, but very dramatic. And he's been censoring me for years, he and his partner Brandon Vogt on KKKOB radio. But they have this thing where you can call in and they count the timer for 30 seconds. You can say whatever you want, mm-hmm. whatever you want, and hang up on you. He made the mistake of letting me on there. And so I talked about state-sponsored child trafficking. And what I had said is I brought up the fact that he was buddy-buddy with Court of Appeals New Mexico Judge Roderick Kennedy. And I said I was holding in my hand a decision, a unanimous decision, written by Judge Roderick Kennedy, your buddy, saying that there's a pattern in practice of state-sponsored child trafficking in the state of New Mexico. Let's talk about that. And that's where the timer timed out. And he's like, what? What? What are you saying? And then he goes, T.J. Trout goes to Brandon Vogt, how did that guy get on the air? And Vogt says, well, you said to let him on. But anyway, so I punched a scumbag in the face on the radio today, and it was involving a state-sponsored child trafficking, which is what the caller that Bonnie was referencing was speaking of as well, state-sponsored child trafficking.
There you go, David in New Mexico. Thank you for the call. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Oh, and by the way, if you're all upset about Trump keeping kids in cages, they're still in there. I don't know if that bothers you now that it's Biden doing it.
No, they changed the name of the cages, didn't you hear?
Oh, what do they call them now?
I forget. They totally changed the name. It used to be like Trump's child abuse facilities. Now it's just a
temporary overflow facility.
Yeah, something bureaucratic like that.
Oh. So it's okay if it's temporary overflow.
Temporary overflow for migrant children.
Right, for children only. Separating them from their families. Still going on. Still happening under Biden. Might even be worse, because if Biden shows up to actually inspect the place, he's not going to be able to keep his hands off him.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, scary
no
stuff.
No doubt. What? How do you get elected president when you're so senile that you can't remember not to molest children when you're on camera? That's just amazing to me.
How is it possible, how is it just so normalized that we live in a society where it's normal to take kids away from their parents who care about them and just have uncaring strangers be watching over them, because you know that bad things are happening to those kids because, I don't know, obviously there's always going to be kids in orphanages and stuff, but in the case of that lady that called the other day, I've been thinking about it so much recently. It's just really disturbing. It's not like that kid didn't have anyone looking out for him.
603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can weigh in here. Plus, the bill to take or to regulate the social media. I've actually got the actual bill in front of me from Utah, the state of Utah, which is expected to pass, apparently. Expected to be signed by the governor in the state of Utah. You can talk about whatever's on your mind as well. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Live with phones. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
Some of these Republican states are looking to pass laws to mandate certain requirements on social media websites. They are saying that these sites need to give certain notices to their users if these bills actually get passed. And apparently the Utah one is going in front of the governor for signatures. So we may see the results and the fallout from this, which some are predicting is actually going to result in more restrictions on speech on these platforms. And that will ultimately restrict the very conservatives who are looking to turn to the government to provide their solutions. So,
well, of course, the one possibility is that they'll implement the law so badly that it will completely trash the big boys of social media, and then we'll have to go to the dark web to get our social media, which is going to be really hard to moderate.
603-283-6160. I do have the actual bill in front of me here in Utah, the SB-0228 Senate bill, which says that there are prohibited moderation practices. A social media corporation may not, one, employ inequitable moderation practices, or two, communicate the information described in a manner that includes any information not specifically related to the social media corporation's moderation practice. So they're going to have to be very specific if this thing passes on what will be considered their rules as far as what they're moderating and what they're not. This law has a lengthy section describing how they're supposed to do their moderation. Basically, it's essentially the government telling the social media companies how to moderate their own websites and what rules essentially that they have to have at the minimum, and they have to communicate these rules. And then if somehow they're found to have violated their own moderation policies, then they could be subject to being sued by the Attorney General's office in the state of Utah. That's my understanding from looking at this thing briefly. Again, you know, reading law is certainly not my forte. It's not something I enjoy spending time doing, but there it is. Republican state legislators, according to WashingtonExaminer.com. Examiner.com.
Just wash my lips and I can't do a thing with them.
Say that pushing anti-censorship legislation, say their legislation would uphold the spirit of the First Amendment. Quote, I think it's the exact opposite, said a Utah Republican senator. He said, I think this protects the First Amendment more than anything else. This is a free speech bill. Well, no, see, if there was actual free speech, you don't need legislation. You just leave it alone.
Of course, the problem, and, you know, I do see both sides of it, because the problem is that, you know, there are a lot of people who believe that Facebook was actually developed by the CIA for the purpose of both tracking people and mind control. And, you know, the problem is when the government's pouring millions of dollars into a corporation, then at some point, it seems like that corporation becomes an extension of the government.
Right.
Because otherwise, I mean, if the TV and the government does, they control the TV channels, they control the radio stations, they control, to a great extent, the newspapers, and they control social media. So, I don't know. It seems like, well, it seems like the only solution is to burn the government down before it can do any more damage.
Yeah, I can believe the mind control thing. I felt like my thoughts were seriously being invaded by, like, constant propaganda on there.
Yeah, and it really wouldn't be, you know, as a programmer, it would definitely not be hard to manipulate people through being able to control what information they took in and what order they took it in on, you know, and steering them toward things that will reinforce the mood you want them to be in and the beliefs you want them to have, and steering them away from things that would that would damage that. It would be trivial to do.
So many of the things that will pop up on my Instagram and Twitter feeds that I don't follow, they just pop up, have to do with mental illness. And it's some quack who's not, like, even a, I don't know, sometimes not even a real doctor, just talking about mental illness and trauma in your life. And my sister has, like, just fallen for this hook, line, and sinker. She's always, like, talking about how, like, everyone's parents traumatized them, and that's why my ex-boyfriend's a sociopath, is because his parents traumatized him. Just always repeating stuff that I see in these memes. It's not like she actually reads.
I thought sociopathy was inborn.
I don't know. That's just something that people, like, that's just one example of these things I'm always seeing. I'm just kind of like, I don't know, why am I seeing
this? Is this an advertisement that is being promoted? Or?
No, it'll just be like this person's Instagram. Maybe they're like a yogi and they do meditation, but then they post their thoughts. And it's always the same type of lines. I don't know how to explain it. It's just always mental health related.
Well, I mean, even if it was a doctor, that doesn't mean you should trust what they say either.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
But it's just weird that a lot of times they're not. They're like just some type of, like, modern philosopher.
Cohn, who's a senior adjunct fellow at Tech Freedom, a nonpartisan technology think tank, points out, he says it's basically a great opportunity for performing and showboating. State legislatures are trying to say, look at me, I'm doing something about tech censorship, but they're really not, he says. And that's kind of what I was pointing out earlier is, you know, they're going to make this big to-do out of passing this, but it's going to be overturned as unconstitutional because it is ultimately a restriction on freedom of speech. And the restriction to, you know, do what you want with your own property.
I mean, does that mean that the gun laws are going to be overturned as unconstitutional as well? Because they certainly are.
Well, they are unconstitutional. There's no doubt about that. But whether the Supreme Court agrees is another question. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Breaking the Flaw here.
Hey, welcome.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I was in Newport, New Hampshire today, and I found it very interesting. This is the first time this ever happened to me. I mean, I've had the police called on me for not wearing a mask, but this is the first time I've ever been trespassed And this was at the DMV in Newport, New Hampshire. And I'm dumbfounded. But really what it was is the police were using the color of law. They're using their supposed authority to trespass me.
So what exactly happened? I mean, you're at the DMV. As I understand it, they're locking these DMVs down. They don't allow you in unless you've got an appointment. So were you outside or actually inside the DMV?
Right. They do have appointments, but you still have the right to press in these situations. This is like my business is the press.
Right.
So they can't deny me from going when I want. Right. And they actually had no problem of me filming and that sort of thing.
But they actually had the door unlocked. You could actually go in.
Wearing a mask.
You could actually go into the facility. It was actually unlocked.
Yep.
Okay. So you.
It was by appointment only, though. Mm-hmm. But I was able to go in there and film, and they didn't. Like I said, they didn't have a problem with me filming. But the clerk had a problem with me not wearing a mask.
And so they called the police.
And the police come. No, they never. They only asked me to leave. Right.
Right.
That's a request. Like, they're asking me to leave. Now, there's certain verbiage that you have to use. You know, that they're telling me to leave, I'll leave. That means they could trespass me, but they're just asking.
Right.
Right? I'm going to ask you to leave, sir. Well, I'm going to refuse. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, and it's like when the cops come, they're the ones that started the trespass talk. And, you know, once they said, if I don't leave, I'll be trespassed and I can be arrested, oh, that's when I'm going to leave.
The police.
However,
said that?
They used the color of law because it was only because I was not wearing a mask. I wasn't being disruptive. I wasn't causing a problem. It might have triggered them a little bit with the camera, but that's, you know, they didn't have really a problem. They even said it verbally. But it was the mask part.
Well, and the thing is, while a private business doesn't have to allow anybody in they don't want, as a government, they absolutely have to be allowing people with mask exemptions into their building.
Absolutely. And the funny the police, I told them to do their diligence, and he said he was going to get a supervisor. Well, the supervisor showed up, but he refused to talk to me. The cop even said he'd get the chief here. I was like, okay, great. Let's talk to him. You know, and it's like they never showed up. I ended up talking to the chief later on.
Checking out the video is going to be online, the Breaking the Flaw YouTube channel. Check him out over there. We're out of time tonight, Joe, but I appreciate the call. And folks can go see that video and a bunch of other ones on Breaking the Flaw. Look for him on YouTube. We're coming up tomorrow night. We'll see.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.